Hello and welcome to Sunday Jazz. I'm Gina, come to you here from Surrey in the UK, and we are celebrating St. Patrick's Day here in Northern Europe. And just across the border over the sea is Dublin, in which there's the Grand Parade of St. Patrick. And hello, Joseph, how are you?
I am doing well, Jeannie, yourself today.
And thank you for taking the time and joining me. It's a great pleasure to have you.
Well, thank you. I enjoy being with you. I'm so glad I could do this with you most Saturday nights.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then. So what's coming up first now? It's off nights?
Yes, let me just wanted to pull up my hang on a second. Here we are. So we have a Knights and Damsels by Simon Folwar. This piece is just a little bit over 2 minutes. And Simon is a Polish composer in the city of Katowice. I believe I pronounced it right. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, which is between Warsaw and Krakow, but closer to the city of Krakow. Why don't you play it and we can talk a little bit more, because I think we have some other pieces by Simon. We can tell you a little bit more about Simon. So why don't you go ahead and play of Knights and Damsels by Simon Folwar.
Hello, Monica. How are you? Many thanks as well for you joining, celebrating St. Patrick's Day. Joseph, so what's the nuts do you have on Simon Folwar?
Well, Simon is also a producer of music, has his own studio. And one interesting note, the other note I have about Simon, is that he composed all of the music for an amusement park in Poland called Mandoria. It's a type of music you hear as you kind of walk through, like, any of these amusement parks. You hear music kind of emanating from the various speakers. And what's interesting is Mandoria is a year-round, massive indoor theme park in central Poland. And the idea is that it's kind of like a Renaissance theme. So you'll see the characters in Renaissance kind of outfits. And although it has all of the modern type things you might find, a merry-go-round and all of those sorts of things, all kind of revolving around the theme of the Renaissance. And so he created all of the music that they play in this particular indoor amusement park. Mandoria is, again, the name.
Right, that's amazing, isn't it, that he's the player who did all these things. Hello, Yancy, the governor. Thank you for joining us. That's very nice of you. Okay, Joseph, who do we have next, please?
So we have next a song released by a group called Monument Music. And the title of the song is called Majestic Whisper. It was released in November of 2023. It's just under 2 minutes, so it's a very short piece. And the producers, artists for of Monument Music are Holubev Leski and Krotov Valislav.
Thank you very much. Well done. Joseph, it all has an Irish theme today, doesn't it? Celebrating St. Patrick's Day. Do you know the patron saint of Ireland? Have you heard of him?
Of course, St. Patrick. Here in the States, we have lots of parades. In fact, today, New York City, which has one of the largest St. Patrick's Day parade, held its annual St. Patrick's Day parade. In fact, I marched in one of them when I was a high school history teacher, and the band that was at the high school marched with them. I marched as kind of like a teacher just being there in case any student got sick or anything like that. But yeah, this is the biggest day parade was held today in New York City. In fact, they, I don't know if they still do, but they used to paint a green line down Fifth Avenue in honor of the St. Patrick's Day parade.
My goodness, you actually marched in them. Well done.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, thank you. And I'm not even Irish.
But today you are. We were Irish. Okay then, Joseph, what's next, please?
So we have a piece by an artist, a music composer by the name of Alexander Nakarada. And the title of this piece is called Sun Guard. It was published in May of 2023, and it's about 3 minutes and 39 seconds long. And so, Gina, why don't you play it, and we'll then talk a little bit about Alexander.
Okay. Monica, I'm not wearing anything that's Irish. And you said you're one-third Irish, are you? Your grandmother. Well, that's nice, isn't it? Something new? Yep. Anyway, I'll play Sun Guard right now. Thank you. Okay, Joseph, what do you have on Alexandria Nakarada?
So Alexander is a Norwegian music composer. He's done a number of different albums, everything really extensive, everything from classical and rock to progressive metal. He hit the music scene from what I can gather. It's been a little hard to find some information on him, but he seems to have hit the music scene in about 2014. He is from Oslo, Norway. He started to learn to play the piano at about age of 6 and then guitar. And he writes on his website that at his 16th birthday, he got his first digital kind of sound recording piece of equipment. So he's been in music for quite a while, and at least a good 10 years now on the music scene in Oslo, Norway.
Okay, thank you so much. Monica, where's Zelda? Is she sleeping?
So Gina, before we go, you know, there are quite a number. In fact, do you know that the Mexicans, the Mexican government in the 1840s and 1850s had a Irish brigade? They had their own Irish brigade.
Really?
Yes. So these were soldiers who were serving in the U.S. Army, and for whatever reason, about the time of the 1840s and 1850s, a number of them deserted to Mexico and served in the Mexican Army. There's an estimate of, 250, 260, and they were called the St. Patrick's Brigade or the St. Patrick's Battalion. In Spanish, it would be St. Patricio, but they served and actually fought. Many of them, of course, deserted from the U.S. Army. They fought against the Americans. So it's a St. Patrick's Battalion. Kind of interesting, just a little bit of interesting footnote about Irish and Mexico. But in fact, there were quite a number of Irishmen who left Ireland and fought in a variety of South American countries for the various militaries of South America, usually for their wars of liberation.
I see. Hello, Zelda. Well, good morning, Zelda. Thank you so much for coming here and celebrating St. Patrick's Day. Very nice of you. Okay, now coming up right now is the next one, please. Can you say who this is, Joseph?
Sure. This is called The Witching Hour by Ben McElroy, and it was published in October of 2020. It's about 3 minutes in length, and it comes from his first album, Tell Me a Bit About Yourself. And that was actually released. That album was released in March of 2020. Not much else I could find about Ben. He seems to have published a number of other pieces, but not much information about him. So why don't you give the tune a spin?
Joseph. Now, it sounds very haunting type of mm-hmm. tune.
Yes, yes, it does. Yes, it does. Kind of almost a Halloweenish type thing.
It does, absolutely. Can you please say what's next, please?
Our next one is another one from Simon Folwar. It's entitled Feast Days, and it's about 2 minutes and 25 seconds. So why don't you go ahead and give it a spin?
Thank you so much, Joseph. Now, Monica, you said that Montenegro, Mexico, is where my great grandparents arrived, and this song reminded me of the music, and your great grandmother was a teacher, and she was friends of Francisco the First Mondiero. Who exactly was Francisco the First Mondiero? I don't know. Who's this person?
So actually, just I know Monica is probably feverishly typing it out. He was a president of Mexico. He was the 37th president of Mexico, to be exact. Had to look that date. No, I knew the name, but I didn't know that he was the 37th president. He was a businessman and revolutionary writer and statesman.
Exactly. What year was this? Because it seems very far, you know, long time ago.
That's over 100 years ago. This was, he died in February of 1913.
Right.
And assassinated.
Oh, I see. So, Monica, your great-grandmother arrived in Mexico well over 100 years ago. My goodness, that's incredible. I've got all of you who are Irish, you've got some kind of links to Ireland. It's amazing. Oh, my goodness. Okay, Joseph, who's next, please?
So next is kind of interesting. We have a song entitled Amazing Nature by Giulio Fazio. This piece was published in May of 2023, and it's a little bit over 3 minutes in length. Giulio is from Naples, and he's an Italian artist, and he studied piano and composition, even accordion. And he's been influenced by artists such as Beethoven and Debussy, Ravel, Stravinsky, and even your favorite, Scott Joplin.
I was reading on him. Okay, right now, I'm going to play him.
Thank you.
No, were you able to hear it? Because I know that the sound was slightly very low. Could you all hear it, please? Even you, Josie?
Oh, yes, yes, I could hear it. It wasn't a problem.
Okay, then. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Monica. Thanks very much. You are listening to me, Gina, here coming to you from Surrey in the UK, here celebrating St. Patrick's Day with my co-host, Joseph, in Maryland, USA, Monica from Tick Radio in Mexico, and Zelda, and so many of you. Thank you very much for taking the time out to come here and visit me and celebrate St. Patrick's Day here in Northern Europe. So who's next, Joseph?
So next we have another piece by Alexander Nakarada. It's entitled Raise Your Shields, published in July of 2022, and it's just a little bit over 2 minutes in length. So why don't you spin that tune?
Okay, Joseph, now about this one, Raise Your Shields, when was it released?
July of 2022.
I see. Okay, yes, you said so. The next one, please.
Next one is entitled Elven Tale, E-L-V-A-N Tale, by a group called Vocalista. Now, I'll admit, I couldn't find anything about this group, but looking from their catalog of songs, this seems to be one of these anonymous groups. You know, they get a couple of musicians, a producer, etc., together, and they take hits and rearrange them for use by individuals who will pay a small fee on one of these from one of these music sites. But that's all I could find about them. It's group again is called Vocalista, and their song is called Elven Tale. Thank you.
Yes, it does sound Celtic, like the Legend of Zelda. Hello, Janice. Thank you for tuning in. Joseph, what have you been up to lately this week? And tell us about your podcast, please.
Oh, so this week, my podcast, we've got over 360 or 70 episodes so far, 373 episodes. But the two this week, Thursday's one was called Suggestions for Efficient Meetings. It's kind of a really kind of back to basic type of podcast episode for me, kind of some tips and tricks how to make your meetings more efficient. But the one on Tuesday I was really excited about was called Don't Let the Letdown Get You Down. And it was something about I was on the old man's podcast. I was in his 1001st show. And it was something that he said, invited me on to ask him about it. And so I decided to do a podcast for that because I thought it was so relevant. It's called Don't Let the Letdown Get You Down.
Thank you, Joseph. Very kind of you. And I had listened to it, and it was very interesting. So check out Joseph's podcast. Okay, Joseph, what's next, please?
Well, we have our final song from Alexander Nakarada, and this one is called Blacksmith.
When was this one released, please?
You know, unfortunately, I don't have that info. You caught me on that one, Gene. I don't have that.
Okay.
I couldn't find it. Could not find anything on that.
Right then. Okay, it's coming up right now. Hello, Black Dragon Radio. Thank you so much for taking the time and coming today. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Most welcome of you. Thank you a great deal. And we should have you on the radio and introduce and say what you do. Okay, Joseph. Okay. Who's next?
So we have our final song from Vocalista called Where Legends Rise. And this is an almost a 2-minute piece. No date on it, unlike the other Vocalista piece we had. No publishing date, unfortunately, on this one.
Okay. Right. Thank you, Zelda, as well for entering. You know, there's so many of you coming on, so I'm just trying to read you through here on the, you know, what I've got here, the text. So I'm just taking my time. Anyway, this one's coming up right now called Where Legends Rise.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for so many of you taking the time to tune in. It's much appreciated. Okay, Joseph, what's the last and final song? Now, give us a few notes on Slante. Who are these people?
So Slante's, the piece we're going to be playing by Slante is called She Moved Through the Fair. And this comes from Slante's album Cup of Tea, which was released in November of 2010. So this is a couple of years old. And Moved Through the Fair is a traditional Irish folk song. And the earliest notes that they have on it, or the earliest published that they could find on it, is from 1909. So it's over 100 years old. And in the song, a man sees his lover moving away from him through a field after telling him that since her family will approve, it will not be long, love, till our wedding day. But at night, she returns as a ghost. Her death is unexplained. But she repeats the words, it will not be long, love, till our wedding day. Leading, as some say, that the couple will be reunited in the afterlife. Now, Slante itself, as a band, began performing in 1995 under the name Puget Sounds. From they formed themselves as a band at the University of Puget Sound, which is located in Tacoma, Washington, on the U.S.'s west coast. And later the band changed its name to Slante, which is Gaelic for cheers or good health.
Absolutely, I agree. And good health to you, good health to you as well. Okay, now this is Slante with She Moved Through the Fair.
Thank you.
Thank you so much to each and every one of you. And Black Dragon Radio, it's 7:55 p.m. where you are. Well, guess what? It's 1 o'clock here in Surrey, in England. And anyway, thank you so much for taking the time and listening to me here celebrating St. Patrick's Day here in the UK and in Northern Ireland. And Joseph, what's your three motto, please?
My motto is learn, perform, succeed.
And what's the meaning behind them, please?
It means that, as you know, I'm in the business of training and learning. And the idea here is that if you learn something and you learn it properly and well, you should be able to perform that task. And if you perform that task well, you have succeeded.
Thank you, Joseph. Much appreciated to so many of you and my co-host as well. Thank you a great deal to every single one of you tuning in celebrating St. Patrick's Day. Thank you a great deal. And I do hope again to see you next Sunday on Sunday Jazz. Thank you so much. And Joseph, thank you a great deal. And I hope to see you again. So Joseph, please say thanks and bye-bye to all of our listeners, wherever you are.
Thank you all so much for joining. Whether you've joined us for 5 minutes or for the entire show, we are so appreciative of you joining us and taking the time out of your day to listen. We hope you'll join us next week.
Thank you a lot and bye-bye. Hello and welcome to Sunday Jazz. Now, this Sunday Jazz is coming up to St. Patrick's Day, so it's going to be two versions. So this version you're going to hear. Now, St. Patrick's Day, it begins, I believe, on the 15th of March and it ends on the 18th of March. So we are just coming up hours early now. And this one is called, what's this one called? It's called Sea Fairy. Sorry, it's called Feast Days by Simon Fowler. Okay, now it's coming up to St. Patrick's Day, and happy St. Patrick's Day. I'm Irish, you're Irish. That's Go Away by Kevin MacLeod. And happy St. Patrick's Day from me here. The next is called Spring March. That was by Jacob Taylor Armending. Right, so our next one is called Celtic Impulse.
Thank you.
That was Smoothing, wasn't it? It's by Kevin MacLeod, and happy St. Patrick's Day. That's celebrated in Ireland, and the stone is the shamrock. Okay, now, coming up now, it's called Folk Round, and I hope you are enjoying yourself and you're celebrating being Irish, because I am. That was by Kevin MacLeod. I hope you're enjoying yourself, relaxing, refreshing, and being Irish. Now, that was called Four Springs by Light Patterns. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Coming up now is called Fantasy Stories. Sit back, relax, and enjoy Irish sounds. Now, this was by Simon Fuller. I hope you are enjoying being Irish and happy St. Patrick's Day. It stopped finally. Okay, coming up right now, it's called Defending the Valley. Sit back, relax, and enjoy being Irish. Now, this was by Benjamin Balkin. I hope you've enjoyed St. Patrick's Day, and we've still got three more days.
Music 5 is the essential music licensing platform for pro filmmakers. Discover the world's top composers and songwriters with industry-leading search tools.
So, anyway, I hope that you've enjoyed yourself. Sorry about that. It just came on. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to me, Gina, here on St. Patrick's Day. And I hope you enjoy yourself and you relax. Anyway, so I'm going to leave you now, and I do hope to see you next time. So, as I say, enjoy yourself, relax on St. Patrick's Day. And take it easy and go easy on the drink. So I'll say bye-bye, and I do hope to see you next time again.
Awesome content, like and subscribe now.